Hello, friends. I've had a lovely morning. My parents came to visit. I've cleaned and tidied, moreover, moved furniture around in the dead of night into the day, into the night yesterday with a flashlight until I got a discretionary fund loan of around £60. Prayerful and in faith that I'd make it to the post office, which, bending the rules of time, because he created them. It shut at 9. I mean, what post office shuts at 9 o'clock? How lucky was I? Now that's become cemented. In Jesus' name, I'm very fortunate because I've not been paying rent since July and my landlord's let me off. He's not let me off, I said I'd pay him. But the point is, I'm in a good place. I'm isolated up in South Normanton, up on the Goose. Now, as rude and as crude as it sounds, I am interested in making money. We have to be if we want to run a business, and that goes for creativity also. But it goes with anything, everything in moderation. I've thought about this, can't have two masters. You cannot serve God and money. But this being said, would you like to enjoy earning money? Would you like to enjoy spending money? I'm sure you enjoy spending money. So it's got to be balanced. I mean, we need God to survive essentially, and I'm glad that he's in my bones and I come back to him. But we have got to create passive incomes. We have got to have an awareness because we can't be letting filthy lucre get a one up on us. And this being said, I've had two energy drinks. I've got some smokes. I was quite impulsive, which was not surprising when I got that 60 odd quid in cash. I put £40 on electric, but I burnt most of it up on the electric heaters last night times two. I've got three. I've got four. I've got more. So there's three solid electric heaters at mine. At the moment, I'm listening to Alex Hormozy, How to Make Offers So Good People Feel So Stupid Saying No. This is about cutting in on offers and deals and just creating money, which is an idea from the air, but I think I've got it on just for word credit. I'm not really going to turn myself down in receiving this information, but as much as I'm crying out for specifics, I'm not saying with this podcast or any others, I'm not scratching below the surface, but there is a real call to specialise. I'm grateful that you're listening to this podcast, and I'm going to cut it short because I'm already burning out the candle on what to say. I've got to tidy the garden, and I'm really, really optimistic about this day, the last day of 2022. For the new year, my resolution is to be resolute with learning and to remain not satisfied with devouring all the goods in my house. I've noticed that smoking can be overindulged upon. Yeah, hear my prayer. Keep up this pursuit of what's good with the Lord. Keep him in contact. Contact with him keep. Just as long as you're repenting, taking it to the Lord, your God in prayer, praying for others, my prayer. Amen. Thanks, guys.